Hello and welcome to the Soul Garden. My name is Georgina Langdale and I'm delighted to have you here with me today. The Soul Garden is where we get to explore the inner and outer workings of living in a connected world. The thing that is really on my mind at the moment is travel. You know, over the last few years, COVID and all of that, travel is something that just hasn't been happening. And in a few days' time, I'm going to be starting a journey back to the UK from here in New Zealand. I'm going back to see family and friends, and I just can't wait to see them. It's going to be very special. And it's been a very, very long time since I've made this journey. The thing is, though, I have become absolutely terrified of flying. I mean, like, terrified of flying. And it's crazy, really, because so much of my life, travel has been a big part of it for work and things, and just even the toing and fromming from my life in the UK back to visit my parents in New Zealand and so on. And so there was a time that I loved getting on a plane, you know, my little bag of goodies to keep me going as I went, you know, halfway around the world. I used to love that feeling of being in the warp and weft of time. I was kind of in suspended animation. And that felt very special and almost sacred, somewhat holy. It gave me room to think and meditate. I just loved that moment of being suspended above and beyond the normal sphere of life. And then I got scared. A few years ago, I had to fly to Ethiopia to go and work there for a month on a project in the Kaffa region, which is a UNESCO biosphere reserve. I was heading there and I don't know, it was just like everything changed for me. I got really afraid, like really afraid. And I remember by the time the plane got from New Zealand, or maybe we landed in Australia on the way, but anyway, by the time it got to Dubai, I just thought, I can't go on. I just can't go on. I need to turn around and go home. And then I remember thinking, but that means I have to go back through all that turbulence again, and I'm just not ready for it. I did make it to Ethiopia, and I did make it all the way home again, and I have been on planes since then. But somehow that journey changed everything for me. So this trip I've got coming up back to Europe, I am so excited to see friends, and I am so scared of the journey. And the fear of the journey started really getting in the way of the joy and anticipation of seeing those I love and being able to walk through old haunts again and discover new ones. The fear became so much that even just seeing a picture of an aeroplane, the anxiety would rise within me crazily. Heart beating, chest constricting, you know, just basically not good. And I reached a point when I thought, I really need to do something about this. But I had to figure out what it was I needed to do. And I'm talking about this in this episode because I'm hoping that the process I went through to defuse the fear bomb might help others as well who may share a similar fear of flying. Now, I use ceremony a lot in my work, in the coaching work I do with clients, in my approach to making the products I create in the Arceus Apothecary. Ceremony has a wonderful way of helping us call things in, let things go, ring fence moments in time to make them sacred. So I started to reframe the whole process of journey, visitation, and journey homeward. And I started to look at it in terms of ceremony. Now, my journey starts in Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. I get on a plane, I fly to another city in New Zealand, I stay in a hotel at the airport for a night, I get on another plane, I fly to Singapore, I get off that plane, I get on another plane, I fly from Singapore to London. And then a month later, I get on a plane, I fly to Singapore, I get off that plane, I get on a plane, I fly to New Zealand, I get off that plane, I stay in a hotel in an airport, and the next morning I get on another plane, and finally I am home. I drew this journey on a piece of paper. I drew a kind of tunnel inwards, and then a round circle, and then a line, a kind of tunnel outwards, like a buckle on a belt. And when I did that, I could see that the first phase of the journey, me flying to another city to be in an airport, was the beginning of creating ceremony. And then the journey from New Zealand to the UK, and from the UK to New Zealand, this becomes liminal space. It's like the shaman having the vision quest before going into ceremony. It is like the father of the bride walking her up the aisle. And in that experience of walking up the aisle, she's being walked out of one reality into another. So I started to see the journey, rather than a thing of fear, I started to see it as a liminal space and beginning of sacred journey into sacred space. I saw it as enabling me, like the vision quest, to get outside of normal reality, back into the magic of that warp and weft, in preparation for landing in a new place, in sacred space. Then I saw the trip itself, once landed in the UK and my perambulations in Germany and things, I saw that as the ceremony, a moment in time that is held and bound as a sacred moment, that I would offer up my prayers and thanks and call in my guiding spirits and gods and goddesses to help me and support me through that ceremonial time. And for me, that ceremonial time is about going back to the points of my belonging, seeing people I love, drawing from the wellspring of my heritage and lineage and history, spending time in retreat in abbeys, in memoriam of extraordinary abbesses, seeing people that I love that I don't know whether I will ever see them again. Who knows? None of us can predict that. And the idea of that whole time away as being a form of ceremony, the arrival, the prayer, the welcoming, the feasting together, the sharing together, the contemplation, the prayers, the lighting of candles, the blowing out of candles, makes that really beautiful. And then, with all of the things that have moved within me, within that ceremonial space, I return to the airport. I board the plane. I enter liminal space again. The bride walking down the aisle with her husband, now into a new way of being. The shaman leaving the ceremonial space to return to normal reality. Me on the plane, in liminal space, again in the warp and weft of time, and I see this time as a settling, as a embodying of all that was experienced in the ceremony of the visit. And then I land in a city in New Zealand and I stay in an airport hotel again. One last moment of seclusion before the final plane journey home. And when I step off that plane and onto the tarmac, I am stepping into my reality again. Shifting the idea of fear of flying and travel into the welcoming of liminal space for vision quest and contemplation before the sacred space of visitation begins. That changed everything. The fear has subsided. I feel like the monk making his or her footsteps towards a holy moment. I feel the power of that rather than the powerlessness of that. We can work with the idea of ceremony in so many ways. And so I chose to, for this instant, to use it in this way, to unhook me from fear and to open a door in my heart to deeper contemplation, to prepare me, to get me ready for maximizing the sacredness of the time that I have with those I love and places I love. The returning to those points of belonging, as I mentioned before. I don't feel the fear anymore. I don't feel the need to try and hide the journey anymore. I can look at it straight on, full frontal. I'm so glad for that. I feel now equipped to get on that plane and use that experience for preparation, for joyful preparation for what is to come. I have used ceremony to unhook me from the fear of flying. Ceremony is also a topic that I look at in a course that I'm just putting the finishing touches to as I record this, and it's called Soul Medicine for the Midlife Woman. And over 9 weeks, we explore the things that make our soul sing, the keys to the doors that can unlock a deeper way of being, as we as women journey through the liminal space of perimenopause into the sacred space that lies beyond menopause. And during the course of those 9 weeks, ceremony is one of the things that I focus on. Ceremony does not need to have a big capital C with frills and bows. It can be beautifully simple or richly ornate. It can be, ceremony can be what you want it to be. I want it, in this instance, to help me quell my fear of flying, but also we can use ceremony to welcome in, to navigate, to traverse the phases and transitions in life. We can use ceremony for endings and beginnings. It's a powerful, beautiful way of working with our world. Soul medicine for the midlife woman is something I'm really proud of, and I will have it finished and ready before I get on that plane. And you'll be able to find it at my websites, archeus.nz and georginalangdale.com. And if you're curious about figuring out the ways that you navigate your midlife journey, then I welcome you and invite you to take a look and maybe come join me. Sometimes we all find ourselves having to get on our own versions of the plane, the things that we're frightened of. And we know we have to push through those things, but we might find ourselves struggling for the tools to help us get through that. Maybe adding ceremony to our toolkit is a powerful way for us each to make even the fearful sacred. So I hope that you will join me in Soul Medicine for the Midlife Woman. And I hope that you'll be back here again for another episode of The Soul Garden. This is it from me for now. I think I have a suitcase to pack. And I look forward to talking to you and connecting with you again very soon. I'm Georgina Langdale. You've been listening to another episode of The Soul Garden.